fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Yes, people, what's happening? This is the Stephen Howson Podcast, joined as always by our kid. Fresh off going to England to watch a Champions League game.
Say fresh off, mate. It's over a week ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've done some shit in between now, haven't we? So thank you guys for joining us. It's been the first podcast for a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Well, we did the audio last week on the way
back.
Yeah,
I did that one,
Us? I don't know how it sounded.
It sounded all right, actually. Yeah, I didn't listen to it. Yeah, it sounded okay. There won't be one next week. We're going to probably just record another one on the Tuesday or the Wednesday while we're in Dublin, I guess, because we're going to Dublin on Tuesday to go watch United and Sampdoria.
2 days off life.
And yeah, and to go and tear it up
don't
with...
Don't tell
him, and to go and tear up some Guinness and stuff. You ever drank Guinness?
No.
Never, ever?
No.
Really? Shocked at that. Well, I'm not actually, because I've never drank it, so I guess.
So, why so shocked?
All right, I'm just saying. Right, oh, by the way, everyone, this is obviously on the new podcast channel. This is on the podcast channel, not on the football channel. So, if you're over here and you probably aren't subscribed, so check if you're subscribed. And if you aren't subscribed, subscribe, hit the notifications so we go live pretty much every Thursday when we're going live. But there's some stuff that's happening, and I'm not going to be able to tell you guys exactly what's happening, but there's. There's something that's going to be happening on Thursday nights, and it's probably going to be a trial for about a month or so, but it is going to affect us doing these, I think, for at least a couple of weeks, I think. Not going to affect it with Dublin, so then there's a couple of weeks that are going to get affected by it. So, what's going on with the audio? Is it peaking somewhere? I don't know what's going on with it. Should we turn it down just a touch on there and see what happens? Does that sound any better? I'll test it on there in a second. Sorry, boys. I did test it before we went live, and it sounded all right to me. I'll test it in a second once we catch up on here. I'll touch on there and see what happens. Does that sound any better with this one?
Does that sound any better? Test it on there in a second. Sorry, boys. I did test it before.
Think that sounds all right to me, so hopefully it's not nothing to do with anybody else's. There we go. So yeah. You know how to finish the talk?
You didn't tell me about these Thursdays.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we didn't tell me, like, but...
No, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. I don't think it's going to last, so don't worry about it.
What is it for everything?
Hmm?
What?
Don't worry about it. We'll talk afterwards because we can't exactly fucking sit here. Play Inspector Clouseau over here, can we? Jesus fucking Christ. It is what it is. We'll figure it out. I emailed Cantona before.
Oh, yeah, shit, I didn't reply.
Yeah, just because I need to figure out when I can go fucking see with the guy. Because, I basically just said, look, just give me the fucking day, the time, and everything like that, man. I'll be there in 24 fucking hours for you. Fucking Cantona, innit? I'd probably walk.
You wouldn't get there, though.
No, I probably wouldn't. So, yeah. Don't even really know where to start, to be honest. As usual, we're starting with no plan. You'll notice it looks different. Or you should notice that it looks a little bit different in here. The reason for that is we're doing a bit of work up in the loft kind of studio sort of thing. As it's going to look a lot better. Sorted out a new backdrop, which is going to look the bollocks. So, it's all just... It's all a bit of change up here at the moment, so that's why the audio was probably a little bit off at the start, because I've had to dismantle everything and remantle everything, and that's it. No one ever says mantle, do they, when they say, I had to dismantle something, but no one ever says mantle to build something.
No.
One of those weird ones, isn't it? Like,
Yeah, this shows, like, how many, you know, little topics we've got for today, just, you know, talking about fucking words that...
There's another word that people use all the time. But no one uses the other one about it.
Discombobulate.
Someone in the comments here saying, apparently I blocked DT on Twitter. Yeah, because you know what? I'm not sick of going around. You can't argue with idiots, can you? You can't argue with idiots. The guy's ego is out of control.
What did Jigga say?
Hmm?
What did Jigga say?
What?
Wise man said, don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who's who.
That's it. And I said,
I don't know
my New Year's resolution.
New
Year's resolution was to stop arguing with dickheads on Twitter. And I fail on that on a daily basis almost. So, you know what I mean? I try and keep it fairly civilized on there. But the guy, look, here's what happened. We beat Arsenal. and they wanted a rematch because for some reason they thought the ref screwed them out of there. It's like they didn't score a goal. We scored their goal for them.
And the only other opportunity that they had, we give to him when the keeper like fucked up and it went straight to that guy.
The guy's run a fucking trial for 1,000 people, got a FIFA licensed coaching, and his ego can't handle the fact that they lost.
A bad muppet, him.
Like, so he wants to inconvenience 40 to 50 people, because this everyone's doing this voluntary. Someone's got to drive either from fucking London to Manchester or Manchester to London to go and organise this bullshit just to satisfy his fucking ego. Who the fuck does he think he is? Like, and here's the big one. He's on about fucking, he's like, got to make it same squads, got to be the same, this, that and the other. He wasn't even going to play. So
he didn't really play last time. He come on for like
can you imagine taking it so fucking serious?
But I'll be the hero, taking his free kick.
I saw John Terry moments flashing through my head.
Put it in the top bag.
Honestly, I just thought. So I said, why don't you just come and fight me? Not because I'm fucking walking around thinking I'm fucking 10 men and this, that and the other. But I'm on about inconvenience the least amount of people. His ego is so out of control, like, he can demand a fucking rematch. Here's the truth of what happened, right? After that match happened, Robbie come over to us, shook our hand and was fucking cool. And he said, you know what? I'd like to do it again sometime. And I said to Robbie, yeah, sound. Don't fucking try and back me into a corner saying that you're going to do something for charity when I know that you don't give a flying fuck about charity. It wasn't about charity. It was about trying to back me into a corner.
Yeah.
So I had to accept. Ah, fuck you. Fight me. So...
didn't really want to do that. What did he say he wanted boxing?
He said he wanted a boxing match in 9 months. Well, here's how that goes down, right? This is so everyone's forgot about it and he never has to step foot in there. Look, he ain't fucking standing up no matter what he fucking does. He was an absolute fucking joke.
Everton are winning.
Had he? Who scored?
I don't know. Bastards. I was waiting until it went to evens and then I was going to lump on.
So, yeah, I don't even like talking about him. I don't like talking about anything like that because I think he gets off on it. He's a fucking strange guy with an unbelievable ego. Like, how fragile is your ego that you lose a fucking game fair and square, and it was fucking fair and square, and now you're demanding a rematch? Can you imagine doing that? Now, there's matches to be played. There's other matches to be played in this tournament. The Creators one goes up tomorrow. Definitely check that out because there's some mad shit happens in that game. It's a good game as well. And from what I've seen, fucking highlights are really good as well.
Are they? Yeah, because they were just replays of that one, really. They were a lot of action.
And I've spoken to AJ Free, who's the manager of Creators, and I've spoken to him about us doing some content together afterwards to discuss the game. Now, not going to give away the result of that game, but I'm cool with him, he's cool with me. There's no animosity. Obviously, one of us loses, but there's obviously no animosity in there because he's a fucking adult. No, there's no animosity with Adam. With Robbie or with Troops. Troops was meant to come and do a debate with us this week, but he was busy. So
I can't believe it. It was like 3 weeks ago, and so they're still not even put up like the semis, and obviously then the final. When's that going to be then?
The final's going to be. I have the schedule, but the final's a while off yet. I mean, the app that they're throwing out is isn't live till the 29th. So I guess that's Monday, is it?
No.
Sunday.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's Saturday.
Oh, is it Saturday? Okay. So yeah. That's a long way to stretch it out, I think, isn't it? But I think it's been excellent, and I think there's more.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a long ass day. That
it was a long ass day.
But we got like sunstroke or something.
Well, I've still got a tan line here.
Yeah, I have. I wasn't even rocking my watch like in the day, but it was baking. Plus, like. Yeah, I think we had some heat exhaustion. It took me about till Wednesday to get rehydrated again.
You guys are going to see the second game that we played is such a different tempo to that first game. The tempo difference could be because of the opposition. You know, the fact that we played Arsenal fan TV in the first and everyone was like, whoa, and up for it.
Yeah, it's but also that it was like...
The football's so much better in the second game.
Also, it was absolutely baking. So you can't really go at it. Obviously, the first game, everyone wants to get in, do well, because you don't want to get beat in that first game. Otherwise, you look like fucking...
Oh, you maybe have to start crying and asking for rematches.
The fact that I was up at like 5:30 in the morning to get there... To get here, to get there, and I was like, "Do I want to just come play one game and then have to go home?" And it's like, "Oh, that's just pointless." So yeah, I'm glad we won that.
So yeah, I'm excited to see how this comes out tomorrow. I've seen a little bit of the edit of how it's going to come down. If you saw Arsenal Fan TV's version of the edit versus our version of the edit,
I mean, they're trying to focus on that. I'm saying
the penalty shout from Jacob.
From Jacob in the first half.
Unbelievable tackle.
And he
comes in, Mo comes in, doesn't he? And he just nicks it, and then they collide, but he's moved the ball out of the way.
About six, seven different angles. All the angles of the replays. Like, that's brilliant, though, isn't it?
It's fucking brilliant.
And they're like, oh, get over yourself.
Yeah, and then that's the... he pulls it out, and then pulls a fucking touch from God himself. Berbatov's at home fucking clapping that one like, yes, lad. Yeah, so we're going to keep the team together. So all I will say is keep an eye on social media. There's going to be some stuff that's happening in London. So if you're interested in getting involved, there might almost be like two parts to the squad. So if you want to get in the mix and you're in London, definitely keep an eye on social media. Can't confirm anything just yet, but I think it's safe to say that we're definitely keeping the team going. I think we need more players because it's so casual anyway. You're going to have a large pool of players to draw from. And I think that's the one. I'm excited. You guys make sure to check it out. I think it drops at 4 tomorrow. And then the live show afterwards is usually really funny. Did you watch the live show after? The live reaction show?
No, it didn't work because it didn't go till 6. I can't remember.
It ended up being an hour long, the live reaction show, on Ball Street's channel. And they show all the behind the scenes shit, do all the daft shit from the sidelines, things people are saying, and all the salty stuff and that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was like an extended version of that. It was fucking madness. But so that's the one, man. Definitely going to be keeping the team going. Looking forward to that game.
Chris is moaning, though, that there's some socks and shorts missing.
Yeah, we counted them, didn't we? There was loads missing. We got all the shirts back.
I had my own shorts. The shirts are the main thing, isn't it? You can replace shorts and socks. Come on, fucking full-time Devils have got a budget, mate. You're moaning about a couple of pairs of socks.
Like I said, it was good. We're keeping that shit going. And we spoke about it a little bit on a podcast last week, but we didn't know what the edit was going to look like. Edit was going to look like. So we couldn't know for definite what we was going to talk about because we obviously recorded it on the way back from TNS. That's the one, man. I think that was cool. In terms of the game last week, I thought it was a really good game. The vlog is out for that if you've not seen the vlog. It's not got many views. I didn't expect it was going to get many views. First vlog of the season. I expect them to get better than that.
There's nothing to do around the ground.
So it's pretty limited.
It's like one of them, the villages, market villages, whatever. Everything shuts at 5. Like on the dot.
The latest.
Yeah. And the ground was like out of the town, wasn't it? And it's like, what was it? They had a bowling alley in the ground behind the bar.
Yeah. So they got a gym
in there. Then they got a soft play area for kids. And you're like, what the fuck is this place?
It's basically a leisure centre with a football ground attached to it.
I reckon they have markets there, market stalls on a Sunday morning.
Like a car boot or something.
Definitely.
So I think that's going to be a decent starter in terms of where we go. I texted you the other day then I said there's 3 videos I want to get while we're in Dublin, if I can find what I'd sent to you.
They said the Guinness Tour prison.
It was so 3 videos that I want to see from us on the other end of Dublin was, if I can bloody find it. It's after that, isn't it?
Mm.
Where is it? It's here somewhere, isn't it? Oh yeah. So a travel vlog. So that'll be getting on the plane, in the airports, the taxi, the hotel, the Guinness trial. Are you having a Guinness over there?
Don't drink.
All right, so I'll be trying a Guinness while we're over there, so we'll be vlogging that one. Then the jail tour, all the different tours that we're going to do. The Guinness factory's on one of them. Is it Kilmallon Jail?
I can't remember the name. They look pretty simple.
A lot of stuff about the Easter Rising, 1916. So we're going to go check out all that. So all the cultural bullshit that we're going to go do, that'll be in the travel vlog. I want to try and get a podcast with someone in Dublin, and I'm working my bollocks off, trust me, to try and find somebody United related that's in Dublin, and then third one will be the match day vlog, so that'll probably just start like a couple of hours beforehand, with the Reds in the pub having a bit of a sing and that, chatting to people, going checking out all the vicinities of, is it the Aviva that we're at,
yeah,
and then a bit of the game and a bit of the aftermath of the game. So there'll be 3 bits of content coming out next week from that, hopefully all good, and I'm looking forward to it, man.
I can't wait. I've not been Dublin before, have you?
Nope, first time to Ireland.
Yeah. Any part of Ireland?
How are you finding Power? Someone says in the comments.
Yeah, it's a bit of a slow burner. You don't know, obviously. Yeah, slow burner. Now, if anyone's not watched it, I'm just going to spoil it. If where I'm up to, but Ghost is out. About time. Ghost had to come out, otherwise it's just nothing. The way he got out though is a bit like, you know, like when you get plot holes in a TV show.
Yeah, and you're like, what? How's that work?
Yeah, it's just like, really? You know, there's certain aspects on there. There was a moment in there though, where I'm like, what the fuck? What's he doing? Because, are you going to watch it? No. So I'll just tell you anyway, you'll forget. But like, he's in prison, and Charlie Murphy's the prison guard as a US Marshal, and he's like proper hating on him, like, yeah, motherfucker, cop killer, all this shit. And then there's lastly, they're in the gym. Ghost has just been told, like, frozen all of his assets, and he took the stand, and then the prosecution started giving him shit, and he's fucking getting vexed. So he goes back in the gym, he's beating the fuck out of the bag. And then everyone leaves the gym. Charlie Murphy comes in and he starts pressing up against it because he's getting a transfer, Charlie Murphy, to a different prison. And he's like, up in his mouth and that. So Ghost just starts levering him, gets a weight, starts fucking smashing his head in. And his head, it's like the weight gets stuck in his head.
Oh.
And then he's like blood everywhere. Next thing, this old dude comes in, one of the killers for the mob, and with some other black guy. And he's like, oh, give him the thing, change his plan, and then he strangles this black guy, and then they make it look like he's killed him. They got into a fight, and then make it look like he's hanged himself. And they said, I don't say shit, because if you've not figured out already who my man is, but obviously it's Tommy's dad. But, you know.
Whatever that means.
But yeah, it's starting to bubble. Like, all the series take a bit. I started watching Ozarks. Have you seen it? It's on Netflix. Jason Bateman.
I'll have to try and check that one out. That's it. Another one to check out, isn't it?
That's decent.
Oh, yeah. I'm windows open. The fucking reflection on there.
Alright. I'm on episode 8 now. That's pretty sick. He's a financial advisor who launders money for the Mexican drug cartel.
They got a lot of money.
And it starts off and you're thinking, oh, he's just a bit of a geek, like, but then shit happens and you're like, oh. And then it is a bit, some of it's a bit of a slow burner, but yeah, that's sick.
Before we go any further, can everyone just give it a big fat thumbs up and get sharing it? And we're going to start talking about the tour in a second. Like I said, it's on a new channel, this, so you'll need to come and subscribe and share it so we can get it up to the levels of, you know, we're about 10% of what we normally stream at, or, well, maybe a bit less, of what we normally stream at in terms of live viewers. So give us a big fat share, and we'll get into the US tour thing in a minute when we finish chatting utter macker.
Yeah, about TV, man. Fucking getting into a bit of TV. Shooter's back on. Have you ever seen that?
Nah, is what? It anything to do with the movie Shooter?
Mark Wahlberg's the executive producer.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
It's based on it somehow.
It's a book, wasn't it? It's a book. So, yeah, similar plot lines, but it goes in a bit of a different direction. Like, the first season was about, like, kind of like the movie. And I've not seen any of the second season because I thought, oh, I'm just going to wait until I finished Ozark and let it get a few ahead. Because it's pissing me off that you have to wait a week now to watch TV shows.
Yeah, it's not about that. We've become far too instant gratification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why when a season drops on Netflix, you're like, okay, I'm booking a day off work. See you on Thursday.
Right, yeah, just get through it. But yeah, that's out. I've been Orphan Black's in its last season. That's all right. It gets a bit weird and shit. About like human clones and
I like that. I thought the Black Mirror stuff was really good. It's a bit really weird, smart, really well shot.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
So yeah, let's talk about the tour. Someone just asked in the comments, do I think the under-18s come in the FA Youth Cup? I actually think they've got a very good chance. And Matthew in the comments says, gotta go to Croke. Yeah, Croker Park is on the list of things to do on.
It's not like we've got shit, nothing else to do. We get there at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll be on it. Someone said book before we go, so I'm going to try and book tomorrow some stuff. Do you know what? I'm off tomorrow, and I have no idea.
You're off?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm off tomorrow, but I don't know. Do you want to go, I've got loads to do tomorrow. I can't remember a damn thing that I've got to do tomorrow. I've got nothing written in my calendar, because I live my life through my calendar, right? So if it's not in my calendar, shit don't happen. And I've got nothing written in there, but I'm like, oh man, I know there's something I need to do tomorrow, but I have no idea what it is.
You know the calendar on the iPhone or whatever? Have you noticed how, like, the United fixtures keep periodically, like, they're on there and then they go off?
No, I haven't noticed that they go off.
Keep disappearing. Because like I was chatting with my mate at work, and he's like, yeah, and I thought it was just my phone or whatever. But they're back on now, but they've been going off, and I'm like, where the fuck have they gone?
It's weird. There was another good comment that I just saw that I thought was worth reading out.
About Love Island.
No. Talk about Love Island. Oh yeah, meetup. Is there a meetup pub before? Can someone who is going to the match that is from Dublin, that is up for meeting us at least, take control of that? We've got a Dublin thread on the Reddit group, and I'll tweet that link out later, but there's a Dublin thread on there. Get some discussion going in there, because we're pretty easy going anyway. We're definitely going to be out and about in the bars before the game. Tuesday, I think we're probably going to try and get as many of them tours in and do the tourist bullshit. And even Wednesday morning, we could probably do one if we
can get them all done. The game kicks off at 8, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we've got all day in it. So,
what's the time difference?
I don't know. Do we have to get shots or anything?
Definitely Euros. Remember, Farky went to Belfast, didn't it? They went Belfast on like Easter weekend. So Good Friday, everything like shut down way, way early. They was going on like, this is like years ago, so it was with Gaz and Jay. And then like Kim and Natalie and all that. So they went, Farky changed his money to Euros.
It's pounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it's British.
Oh my days.
And then he had to change it back, obviously, when he got there, and obviously he lost out on the conversion rate.
Oh, Farky. If he'd have fucking come.
I told him to come today, it's his birthday today.
Oh, I'll text him in a bit. It's a shame he's not on Twitter, so we can't hammer him.
He's on Twitter.
He's not on it though, is he?
Nah. But every now and then he pops up and you think, ah, he's proper sharking, because I don't even think he's got a fucking picture.
he's on Instagram.
He's on Tinder.
He's a proper snake on Instagram. Just like dropping likes out. And just letting everybody know.
Sure. So you follow people who were on Love Island, even though you had no interest in Love Island?
I was following her before she was on Love Island, mate.
I still don't know.
Anyway, so... US tour, I'm going to call it a draw against Real Madrid, because I don't consider them penalties a win. A loss against Barcelona, a win against City.
I didn't see any of that yesterday.
And then a couple of wins against Real Salt Lake and LA Galaxy, which is weird that they're in the middle of their season and teams come over for the...
No, because it's publicity for them, and it testing it against a much better calibre of opposition.
I know, but they're in the middle of their league, and they were playing like 2 days later as well, trying to win their league.
Mm.
It's madness. Successful tour. Jose says successful tour, but he has to say that, doesn't he?
Yeah, well,
he's not going to go like that, which is a load of shit.
Yeah, but fit. Well, he did, no, because he said, like, obviously, compared to last year when he was in China, the fast with the game called off, you know, a lot of the travel, the distance, and everything, like the time difference as well. I mean, I know there is in the US, but I think it's a lot better. And he even said the facilities here are first class. I think he would prefer a go to US every year. Rather than go, I mean,
the money's got to be there. It was $300 for a ticket at that Barcelona game.
$300 for a friendly. But they didn't sell out, did they?
No,
I said didn't say anything yesterday, but I was watching, seeing things on the Real Madrid game. That wasn't definitely not a sellout. But
most of our sponsors are huge in America. Adidas huge in America. Chevrolet American. Yeah. Aeon, I think, is something to do with America as well. So all of our major players in the sponsorship are all in America, so they would have been doing so many things around the training to promote everything as well.
Yeah, but like when we played Real Madrid last time, and we played
in a big house.
Yeah, and that was like sold out, wasn't it?
But they might have took more at the Barcelona game, $300 a ticket. They might have let everyone in for $20 at that one. I don't know what the prices was. Yeah. Joe, just because he was like, we can't play in the biggest stadium in the world and then not fill it. So they might have just gone, just pack it, like just say it's a tenner or whatever. Get a free app. Right. I don't know how they went down, but I think it might have been somewhat along those lines. So they could have ended up taking more at the Barcelona Real Madrid games, which weren't full. Embarrassingly weren't full.
Yeah, I know, because it's like it's
insane cash for them. I mean, even this one, we're watching in Dublin, 60 quid a ticket.
I know.
It's nearly twice what my regular season ticket game is. And it's not exactly banging seats, neither. So I don't know. I don't know where to land it. I don't think I'll win over Galaxy or Salt Lake, regardless of where they are in the season.
Nothing means a thing, though, does it? All it is about is fitness.
We beat Barcelona in 2015, didn't we?
I seen people moaning about the starting lineup against Real Madrid. I was like, are you fucking for real? Like, oh, we should be putting out as strong a side as possible. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shut up.
Pisses me off.
There's been a lot of moaning this year about transfers and people having like. like partisan opinions about players that we're linked with.
Yeah, but everyone's got an opinion. Like, Jesse Lingard puts out a tweet about anything and he gets, like, fucked on the boost. Like, it's where do you draw the line? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think Twitter is a gauge of anything.
No.
It's an angry place, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's a fucking angry old and place.
And 95% of them people have got, like, a footballer as their avi.
There was a guy that was trying to give me shit the other day, and someone replied to him saying, you need to get your hair cut, but it was like he had a footballer's avi, and then he tweeted a picture of himself in his school uniform, and I thought that's one of, like I said earlier, that's one of the reasons why I just don't want to argue with people on Twitter, because I'm probably arguing with a fucking kid.
Just ignore anyone who says it. Well, I mean, you probably get it like millions of times a day, so it's hard to bite. I get it's hard to bite. You tell me you're just not responsible, but then it's just like
99% of the time. But when everyone sees me bite, everyone's like, "Oh, he bites easy." I really don't. Yeah. I ignore so much stuff. I just decide every now and then.
Just escalates, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the season.
I am excited.
I think we look a bit, you know, we've got a bit more pace going forward.
Absolutely, that goal against City.
Oh yeah,
Rashford's goal against City. I've been telling. Really excited.
Pogba to Lukaku, like, because that wouldn't have happened last season. So I think once the players get to know Lukaku a bit more, obviously Pogba does, so he's got that link up. But when the other players do, you know. You gotta wait till you're about 6-7 games into the season before you can really start seeing how things are shaping up, aren't you?
I think then
you know where you're at. I mean, I've been telling everyone that I said Pogba's gonna be amazing. He's gonna be amazing. He's in my dream team. He's staying in my dream team for the whole of the summer, whole of the season.
Oh, speaking of dream teams, do you want us to do a dream team, everybody? The Premier League.
The Premier League one. The Fantasy Premier League. I've been picking my team since we've been waiting for
someone make a thread on Reddit. Fantasy League.
We've been making waiting for it to come out, you know, for time. And I think we went last Wednesday. It was a Wednesday before. No, it was two. Yeah, it was just over 2 weeks ago. So it's saying it's going to be out this week. It's going to be out this week. So me and my mate were waiting for it at work. So literally, all I do in work is change my team about 2-3 times a day, swapping players here and there, thinking, oh, you know, you could get this, you could get that in there. Having a discussion about what you think. Like,
reading scout reports, points things.
Yeah, my man next to me is like, he's got like the Telegraph fantasy scout thing, reading all that, and then he's looking at points per game.
He's not coming out of league.
But I beat him the last 2 years. But the thing is, he puts money on it. Like, he's had a bet with one of the guys in office. He said, right, first he goes me and him versus these two other lads who are dog shit. Well, one
thing. Hang on. Should we have a discussion about it? Now, you guys in the comments, tell us, right, because it takes about a minute for us to say something and then it gets to you and then come back. Should we do a paid one and have a bananas prize?
No, like, how'd you take the money in and then...
There must be a way to do it.
No, I think it's too much hard. Too hard, that, isn't it?
You reckon?
Maybe we should just do one anyway. We can give it like a bit of a prize, innit?
I guess so, yeah.
It's 9 months away. I'm sure we can sort some out. Yeah, Aaron, did I actually finish above you, Aaron, in the end? Because I know I was coming up. I started off dog shit me last year.
Yeah, I started off dog shit. Lasted about 2 weeks. I was like, fuck this.
Didn't we have a bet?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we did. We had a bet. Can anyone remember what the bet was? There was a forfeit. It was a forfeit.
Thank you, now I remember. Might have to go and private some videos.
Anyone find that, I could, you know, do me a favour. So it's going to be around this time last year. Did we were doing it this time last year, though? So what the fuck video was it on?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But anyway. Yeah. This is what I do, spend all week doing it. So when I walk around the office, right, you can just see. Because we've got two.
I'm so busy, got two
screens in it. One's for fantasy football, one's for doing work. So like, all you do is walk around. You see people. Mans are there with like the Premier League on there.
Aaron was in a top 10k all last year, and when he beat him, he fell to the 80k in the final 2 weeks. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, playing. That's what it is. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Because like, I would dog shit at the start. I wildcarded it. I think after week two.
Right.
And yeah, I thought fuck this, and then. I saved my triple captain. I saved my wild card. So right near the end of the season, and I triple captained it on Alexis Sanchez. And then
it's worth looking into, man, because you've got so many potential goal scorers around the league.
Oh, it's well hard. You're trying to get like, obviously the main two strikers in the league are Lukaku and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Kane's 12.5 mil, and Lukaku's 11.5 mil. But then if you want Sanchez as well, that's 12 mil. So you're like, what? It don't really leave you a lot.
Dele Alli going to bring you a lot of goals.
Dele Alli is 9.5.
That's a lot of goals.
Yeah, Eriksen's 9.5.
That's a lot of goals.
Sigurdsson's 8.5. Pogba's 8.
So you're going to have to try and pick someone up. You've got to try and figure out who's going to do bits for like Huddersfield, because they'll be super cheap. But there'll be someone who gets like 9 goals or something. Yeah. Wow. And it'll be gold for
you. Yeah. Well, Chicharito's only 7 mil.
Mm.
So, you know.
Apparently we're killing it with a laugh. Sorry. Should move it away a bit.
So we can't have fun now. the goalkeepers is much of a muchness. It's either you're getting 4.5 million for like Ben Foster, Joe Hart, a couple of others, or it's 5 million for Fraser Forster, Tom Eaton, and that, and then Courtois, De Gea, Lloris, they're 5.5 mil. So there's not much of a bandwidth, you know, in between.
Mm.
But then defenders, you've got like Marcus Alonso, 7 mil. There's not a lot of, I don't know, great defenders. I think the midfield is where you win it.
A few years ago, you used to have defenders that score your goals. It was the Villa defender that used to score goals all the time.
Kale scored 7 last year.
Did a left back that used to get free kicks. Who was it?
Anyone Alan know? Wright?
No. Who did he used to have?
Yeah, don't know. Defoe's 8 mil. No point picking Aguero because
there's a good chance he could go and slash get injured.
Gabriel Jesus is going to be there. Gabriel Jesus is 10.5 mil. Guaranteed points is like De Bruyne. He's in my team, guaranteed.
No, De Bruyne's sick.
21 assists he got in the Premier League one last year. And 6 goals, and he was shit, really. Well, you know, in comparison to what he was the season before. And you know for a fact City are going to be leading goal scorers this season. Do you know?
Looking at the way they're buying, yeah, you would assume so.
No
Richard
doubt about
Dunn,
it.
No, it wasn't Richard Dunn. Leighton Baines, yeah, used to, but I don't think he's been on it.
Yeah, Loftus-Cheek, 4.5 mil. Like, I want my midfield stacked. Honestly, I want it stacked.
3-4-3?
Nah, I play 3-5-2, I think.
Mane probably saved points. Liverpool could fall off there.
The thing is, he's trying to get, like, you want to fit some, you know, maybe a Chelsea defender or goalkeeper in. Yeah. But then, obviously, Hazard's injured. Pedro's out now with a fractured face. Willian's only 7 mil. So you're thinking, take set pieces. Fabregas is only 7 mil.
Ian Hartley. No, I want him. No. I don't know who the fuck it was.
For Villa.
Was it not Melberg? Where did he play?
Yeah, he's centre-half. I left Melberg.
Might have been him. Did he score goals?
Fuck me. I'm surprised how many, like, monetary values you know. That's how much I look at it. But you don't. The thing is, you don't know much about the Brighton players, Huddersfield.
Nothing. That's where you can get some. Like, I remember Michu a few years ago.
He's retired?
Yeah, but like a couple of years ago, he was just
He's, you know, left field. Like Ward-Prowse, for example, he's 5.5.
He only scored 8 goals, it can't be him.
Ward-Prowse is 5.5 mil, and he takes set pieces for Southampton, and it's whether he's going to be, you know.
It couldn't have been him, because that was when he scored, it was like 2005.
So, yeah, Aaron, don't be copying my team, because I'm going to kick your ass at this time. This is it, I'm going to hit the ground running.
Someone make a thread on Reddit. And we'll admin it in Reddit as well. Someone was asking me about making a Discord group. I looked into that last night.
You joined all sorts of shit, mate. I've got I still get like Tapper Talk and shit on my emails. Like,
from the forum.
Yeah, like, oh, God, get off.
Someone said have a look at a Discord thing. So I had a look at it. I don't think it offers anything that Reddit doesn't. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I think we just stick with Reddit. I like Reddit. We're nearly 1,000 people on the Reddit group. So come and join the Reddit group. Good little discussion going on there. So where's Barfoot Jackson? He's with the 23s. I don't think he's going to be here much longer, but he's with the 23s. So yeah, there's a lot going on, man.
Do you know what I was thinking? I've been debating Middlesbrough to win the championship. They made some decent signs. Signing Ashley Fletcher, aren't they? They've signed in that Asamoah Belonga.
Fletcher's gone now.
He left the training camp to go there, and the Bilic said it's too good an offer to turn down. So no. I thought it was going to be a loan, but it possibly be a permanent. So yeah, Asamoah Belonga, they've got that really just dead up front. He was made for the championship, really. If you keep Ben Gibson, which that'll be a difficult task, but West Brom just like offering £10 million for players. £10 million for Smalling, like, he's not the best in the world.
No, but when people like Walker are going for 50, you're like, come you're on, like, mate. Nah. Like,
he's an England international. He's won the league, you know what I mean?
We need to do a fucking Footy Manager thing. I can do it now through that, I think.
Yes, yeah, I think. Well, why don't we do it? We can do that in Ireland, can't we?
No, we need it on that.
All right.
I think, I don't know, it's a madness, man. The Championship, is so stacked, isn't it? Oh, I mentioned to all the Patreon people, if you don't know what the Patreon is, check the link out below. I mentioned to everyone that's in our Patreon group today, I've had an idea for a documentary. So I've been talking to a couple of agents and agencies, because what I want to do is, so I'm going to ask you guys, what do you guys think in terms of, is this a good idea for a video? What I want to do basically is go and spend a day with an agency, and that day I want to do deadline day. Now, I'm talking to a couple of agencies because
they might not know,
yeah, like the one at the end of August. So they might not know that a player's going to be moving on deadline day, but that's the drama that I want to catch. So luckily, they're all based within like half a mile of each other in London, the ones that I'm talking to. So I might just have to film like four different intros and then just go and sit there in their office for a bit, try and film everything. But ideally, what I want is, while we're sitting there, is a manager to phone someone up and be like, listen, I want that lad, or
do you really think it's going to be that hectic there?
Yeah,
that's it.
But you're chatting to him, yeah.
All right.
But you don't know, I could gamble on going to this agency and no one moves. So the agencies I'm talking to, one of them's got 600 players. There's a chance one of them might move deadline day. No, but don't get excited. We're not talking Ronaldo and fucking Bale type agencies. We're talking ones that have got, you know, players at Hartlepool and League One, League Two, Championship at best. So I think it'd be really good to, just see the whole process, Joe, from whoever initiates it, because that's really interesting to me. Does a manager get on the phone to the agency and be like, I want that lad? I bet Harry Redknapp does. But no, or is it a player's just realised, I've not played any games in pre-season, we're three games into the season, fucking get me out of here quick.
Yeah, any more the agents, like, pressing all the time. Do you see that, the Wigan chairman, Dave Sharp?
No.
He tweeted out, he deleted it, because I've seen it on Way's Cousin Fred. And this is like a few days ago. It was something like, fuck, I can't remember the name. It was a striker, and they're like, oh, any chance you can have hope you well and all this sort of shit. Messaged him,
but he tweeted it.
Yeah, he tweeted
public
it.
Tweet.
Yeah, he said,
oh, who's DMing him?
Dave Sharp, the Wigan chairman, tweeted it. Oh, this is why I can't stand agents.
Oh, right, okay.
But he didn't crop the fucking number out properly. Plus, it's not hard to tell because he named the player in the text, so you could find out who the agent was. I can't remember who it is now. It's a striker, someone like lower league had been banged. You know, it might have been Maynard.
Right.
Don't know if I'm right or not. But yeah, he texted him like, "Oh, how are you doing? You all right? Yeah, hope things are well. Just wondering if looking." You know, I've got a club in Scotland or whatever looking for some players. Have you got any that you're looking to get off the wage bill? Didn't reply. And then, like, a few days later, I hope you're well, again, sort of thing.
Shit patter, mate.
Yeah, any chance you can get fucking Nicky Maynard a game or something, you know, would your manager like the look at him, get him down for it, get him down? And they turn back saying, oh, fuck off, or something like that. And then he's texting back saying, oh, be careful because one day you're going to have to do business with me and all this. So he tweeted out, but he didn't crop the number, and I was like, oh. But it's funny. And I thought, yeah. He must get amount of messages you must get as a chairman and as a manager.
Yeah.
Like, that's just one for one player. But then if you deal with, like, or, you know, everyone else has got an agent, there must be hundreds and hundreds of agents out there. Could be asked.
Just on a Miver.
Yeah, could not be asked.
So, yeah, I imagine it's not a quiet day in the office, deadline day, for any agency. Yeah. So yeah, you want to find one, and you're going to take a gamble, but ultimately that's what I want. I want it from being no deal on the cards at like 7 a.m, because you're going to have to get in there double early, I think, on deadline day, all the way through someone moving somewhere.
What day does it fall on this day?
I don't even know, actually.
Is it going to be... Because it's bank holiday end of August, isn't it?
But the 26th is when McGregor's fight is, so it must be a weekday.
31st.
Which
is... It's a Thursday.
Thursday, oh shit. So might be doing the podcast live from somewhere.
Well, if, yeah. we might as well stand outside fucking Carrington, haven't we? It's all quiet here.
Yeah, nothing's happening. So yeah, I think that's a decent idea for a documentary, but obviously I could gamble and none of the players at the agency move, and then I haven't got a video. And I've just wasted a whole fucking day in London, and probably a hotel as well, possibly two nights. Because if I'm getting there for six, I'm probably going to have to stay over.
Mm.
So it could be a right fuck about. But that's one that I think I'm going to do, because I think that's a good one to do. And just hope that it comes off, because I think people would love to know the intricacies of a deal going down and the Miver. Like, can you imagine you get a phone call at 2 o'clock, you're just finishing training, just drying your nuts. you get a phone call. You're going to Oldham. What? Manager said get fucked, so you're going to Oldham.
Yeah.
Now you need to figure out, like, you got to tell your missus, we're going to Oldham.
And then you're like, what are you talking about? What Oldham Wingy is outside, do you? Pull it up. Remember that?
But there's so many, like, people think, obviously, when they think of a transfer on deadline day, they think of, the, like, a Ronaldo moving or something like that, or just someone like that's big.
Mm.
But for the most part, you're looking at ordinary lads on good money, but not, like, super, super megastar money, not Lamborghini money. And, you know, they're going to have to be moving and figure out what's going on with their life, sort the kids out of new school, all of these things that people don't take into account. I think it'd be good to talk to them about.
Yeah, I don't think... The thing is like, when they... If the club generally get them an house, don't they? They put them in an house. I remember, like, Danny Hall, he went to...
Was it Colchester he went?
No, he went Crawley. So, like, they... But they pay for his house. Just, yeah, put him up in there. The chairman... I think it's one of the chairman's houses or whatever.
Right.
So, obviously... That sorts out a lot of shit. You're there living rent free, plus you're getting paid. So, although you're not getting like mega money paid, you know, you're getting your living expenses pretty much taken care of. Yeah, so.
I found out yesterday.
No.
Everybody that's, I think from like 14, 15 onwards at United, if you're on a contract, you're in digs. So, where do you live? Stretford. Cool, now you're in digs. So even if your parents are like local.
Yeah, but that's good though.
I was just surprised because I knew there was digs for, you know, there's been digs from back in the day, like Bobby Charlton and George Best was in digs, and all the Cockneys was in digs. But you would assume the lads, because you never heard of Nicky Butt or Giggs being in digs. You heard that they was doing stuff as an apprentice, but the digs stories was your lads that was coming from further afield. So, and obviously they all go to the same school.
I guess so, because it gives them, you know, more time to train, to focus, to be aware, you know, prepare yourself mentally for that lifestyle.
I guess it takes that pressure off your parents as well, because if your parents can't get you training
as
a 14, 15 year old, then
you just concentrate on football and your education.
Yeah, and, you know, and there'll be a bus comes to the house to pick five of you up.
Mm.
You all get on it, you go training, you come on.
And you're with, because I would imagine you're pretty much alienated at the school because you're not doing the same thing. You're just getting plonked in there. You've not got the mates. You've got to do your own.
I think they have special classes, so they'll do a PE class, but it'll be like a drill. You know, they'll do PE like twice a day.
Yeah, do a bleep test.
Yeah, it'd be stuff that they've got to do as part of their football curriculum. It's kind of wild, really, isn't it? That it's gone to that level. But United have had that for a minute. Like they've had it for a bit. I think it's ultimately a good thing. That's how it's getting done. I wonder if they're allowed to play for the school team.
Nah. We were allowed to play for the school team like back in the day.
I know, but if you've got an entire squad there,
never happened.
Let them play. Because can you imagine Ashton on Mersey draws fucking St. Beats? It's United versus City, isn't it? So, yeah, I think there's a lot of good stuff going on. People have been asking in the comments, any chance of United getting Jadon Sancho? Doubt it. By all accounts, he wants to go back to London. That's why he wants to leave City, as well as the chance that he's never going to get a game.
I saw Gary Neville tweet this morning. I'm not seeing like the actual quotes, but saying something like, I would imagine he's referencing Pep, but it's saying like admitting that your youth team, there's no good youth, you ain't got no good youth players.
Which is bullshit. That's supposedly the golden generation, that City team. Brahim Diaz is getting wanked off at the moment. I think he turns 18 next week or something, I think. But he's an unbelievable player. Like, really reminds me of the way Aguero plays. So like unbelievable lateral movement, small, brilliant close control. Absolute
thing is
dead eye.
They've got to have someone come for you. You can't chuck all that money at it and not have
one. City fans when they go, oh, it's only been in existence since 2008. Shut the fuck up. Oh, 2013. Shut the fuck up. No, it's not. That was a new headquarters, right? You've had an academy that City fans locally used to boast about since the 90s.
The whole thing is like, all the results in when they beat United, you know, Funston, that's always in the making news, always making news. But where the fuck are these kids? None of them play for the first team.
And I spoke about that on one of my youth reviews because I was told... and I've witnessed as well with Jadon when he was there, that they're talking about killing games out. When Jay was out at 6, they're talking about how to close a game out. Fuck off, mate. You can't tie the laces. Like, what are you talking about? So I know that. I also know of, I think, an under-11s or under-12s manager at City who was sacked because of results. Results. Not results in terms of didn't produce like enough
as a kid, you just got to have that fun element in there. Yeah, it's all right, you're taking it serious and you want to be a footballer when you get older. But if you're not enjoying it, then that's where people like, you get people fall out, like amazing footballers who just think, oh, I can't be arsed, toss it off. And they just think, well, you know, I might just have a kick around with my mates or whatever. And then they don't pursue it because obviously football is a business, I get that. And it's like, you know, massive money involved.
It's a numbers game. You put this many numbers in and it funnels through to hopefully, I mean, one player a year would be overachieving for any academy from 25. From 25 players coming in at under nines. Like shit. The percentage drop off from under nines is huge. I'd love to know what the sweet spot is. Because those that come in at under nines, generally, there's not many that make it from there. Because I think that's still too early to identify everything that you need. I think, you know, Rashford and Lingard, and there's several examples at United, but talking like across the board, you know, when you think how many kids you recruit at under nines, how many made first team appearances, it's in probably the 0% percentages.
Right, easily, yeah.
Easily in that. So you go, okay, well, where is it peak? Does it peak when you come in at 15, at 16? Because obviously you're closer to it then, aren't you?
Yeah, but obviously, but people's in terms of their development, the physical side of things, I suppose it's more...
There's got to be a sweet spot somewhere, isn't it? Like 13, 14 getting in somewhere. But yeah, it's... City.
They do all that genetic testing and stuff, don't they? To see how tall they're potentially going to be. Yeah. Test the bones and everything like that, whether they're going to be susceptible to injuries. And should have done that with Jack Wilshere, I guess, shouldn't they?
If it was identifiable, then yeah.
I would imagine so, because Arsenal test, like, if a goalkeeper's going to be...
Yeah, it's right side. Bone marrow tests.
Yeah.
Mental. What are you looking at? What was someone going to say? What was it? Oh, yeah, that was it. It was... So, yeah, City are beating United at every single age group because City play to win those games, whereas I know that United quite often, and I've experienced coaches saying this, is that they will bin an entire class for one kid to make it.
Mm.
Because one kid making it in a class is an incredible hit rate.
Yeah.
So what City are doing is they're building teams, they're building systems of play, which might be a good thing if they was all going to step into the first team. But it's quite evident that when they're blowing 200 million on defenders, what? It's not going to happen. You're not going to bring through six or seven players at a time anymore. Be lucky if one comes
through. Lucky, like, they'll be lucky. I mean... They was what? I think they third on the list about, you know, academy minutes last season.
Yeah, but that...
But that obviously doesn't include
people. It was Kasper Schmeichel.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I was trying to think of who it was. Who did, like, Schmeichel, yeah, he would probably play 30 games.
Or something. I can't remember who else it was.
But it was about 14,000 minutes, though, wasn't it?
Yes, they was third, and we was first with 44. But on ours was Danny Welbeck, was Danny Drinkwater, was Tom Cleverley.
Danny Simpson.
Yeah, so there was all players like that on ours. But Johnny Evans. Also...
Darren Fletcher, do you know what I mean? But that's what United do, though, do you?
They do, yeah. And I was talking to Jaden about this the other day. I was like, the chances of, like, let's take the under-18s this year, for example. Those lads are so much more likely to have a career in football, regardless of whether it's at United or not, because that's what United do.
Yeah.
You come through at United, it's an unbelievable tick on that CV, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
People will take a gamble on you just because you've come through that, you know. I think there's a... It's unfortunate because even... Oh, shit, man. I've got the starting 11 list down there from 18 months ago. United played Chelsea, got dicked in the FA Youth Cup. Tammy Abraham, what a player he is. And you could see, looking at him at night, you're like, this kid's...
Well, he looks like he's going to lead. He looks like he's going to lead the line for Swansea because I don't think Llorente is going
to
be fit.
He's class. He could do it. And that's what people need to do, is take a gamble on young English talent like that. Because he's fucking... Well, for starters, he's enormous, so physically he's going to handle it. But he's an absolute talent.
He's back for funding in there. Be interesting to see how he does. Like, so, be interesting to see... Like, I was thinking about who's potentially going down next season. You'd have to look. I think Newcastle will be all right, because Benitez is defensive-minded, so I think he will, like...
But if they... I can see Benitez and fucking Mike Ashley having a Barney, mate. I can see him being gone by Grimbo.
I don't know. Depends how it's going, doesn't it, I guess. But they all rave off Rafa, don't they? Always put the passion back in a tune and all that. But
I didn't get it because, I don't rate him, so...
But Brighton, you would think Brighton... I haven't got enough. But Huddersfield, I definitely don't think I've got enough to stay up.
Nah.
Can't see that.
Unless they come and do what Burnley did, but even that didn't really
work. Like, what do you think about Stoke? you think about it, right?
And they lost a couple of players recently.
Well, Arnautovic has gone.
Yeah.
He was hit and miss anyway. He didn't turn. He turned it on.
He was one of their quality players.
But yeah, but he didn't turn it on week in, week out. But Stoke only scored 41 goals last season. 41 in 38 games. That's embarrassing. So you had Wilfred Bony, he was on loan, so he's not going to get it. He's gone back, obviously. You've got Peter Crouch, who's going to do the odd cameo. They've got Berahino, who, you know, he's got a proof. So, you know, they took a massive chance on him. But I don't. They've got Diouf, who was at Elsa for a brief time. So you look at that and you think, it's not really fucking frightening, is it? John Walters.
How much is he on fantasy?
Yeah, he's fine.
Tammy Abraham might be a bad shot.
Don't worry about that. I'm not letting all my team go. Obviously, he's been in like some teams. I've taken pictures of that different teams and I've got them there ready just to roll them out and that. But yeah, you think Jonathan Walters, he was always good for a goal. They sold him to Burnley for 3 mil. They've lost Arnautovic, who would get goal. They've got rid of Glenn Whelan.
These are the players that you think. So these are the teams that you think. What are you doing with your academy? Yeah. Like, why aren't you? Because if I'm Stoke, I'm going to use the fact that we're Stoke to attract players. And I say, listen, yeah, you can go United City, Liverpool. Where was Liverpool on that list? I'll tell you what it was. It was below Genk.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How are Genk producing more players that get more minutes than Liverpool? Mm. That should have, if that was United, that would have been front page news, wouldn't it?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Absolutely nailed on. But you're like, if you're Stoke, you've got to be able to go to these and go, what Sancho's just said at City, do you know what? Yes. We ain't the best team in the world, but here's a pathway from you coming in to you being a first-team Premier League player.
Yeah.
No one else is offering you that. And they're not offering that. They're not even looking in the lower leagues for players that are, you know, better than a Championship standard or better than a League One standard. People are just going merry-go-round in the Premier League, and because some pricks played in the Premier League, the guy's going to want 70 grand a week or something. You can do... I think people are lazy as fucking a scout. Now, it's hard if you're United to try and scout a League One player that's going to have good enough to step up. But you tell me, if you're Stoke, you can't find someone that's going to step up.
Oh, Dele Alli was playing League One.
Now, if you go through the England squad at the moment, I don't know if I've done this on a podcast or not, but I've definitely done this in conversation with someone. If you go through the England national team at the moment and just go through player for player, no matter what you think about the level that we're at, and let's face it, it's not fucking magic, is it? But, what's a current squad? Can't find it.
There, England squad and players.
Okay, so you go Heaton, left United, went to them when he was in the Championship. Okay, so what my point is like, go to a lower level to get first team minutes, come up. Cahill. Wasn't really low level. He was at Bolton, but
he was though, wasn't he?
He was not in the Championship though. He was always Premier League, I think.
Yeah.
Stones started at Barnsley. Phil Jones started at Blackburn. Trippier, it's an academy player, isn't it? Dyer obviously started in a different country. Ali obviously started lower down. Sterling's a straight up academy product from one of the top clubs. Kane had a lot of time on loan. At lower level, Jack Butland's played at a lower level. Fraser Foster's played in the non-league in Scotland. if you go through, there's so many of them. Chris Smalling started at Maidenhead. Luke Shaw obviously came through with Southampton. Michael Keane took a drop down. These are players that are in the England squad. Was at
Sheffield United.
Kyle Walker was at Sheffield United.
Cresswell played lower level. I'm sure he does.
Ross Barkley came through as an academy graduate straight in. Danny Drinkwater obviously took a step down when he was from United.
Redmond was in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Norwich.
Lallana came from League One with Southampton, I think.
Mm-hmm. Michael Antonio did.
Yeah.
Phil.
Jamie Vardy obviously started at the fucking very bottom. Defoe's been everywhere. So you think, look at where all these players are getting their chance from. And if you're an academy player and you're 2021 and you're not getting a sniff of first team football wherever you are, go somewhere else and get minutes.
Yeah, but they
because
do.
You're good enough, yeah. And they don't. A lot of them do, but a lot of them fucking waste on thinking that they're good, especially if you're at a big club like United or Chelsea or something like that.
Yo, Chelsea, they've just lent another couple of players out today, and it's like, why are you allowed to lend that many players out?
Where is he looking at us?
Because what's that going to... Ultimately, how many of them are ever going to play in the first team?
Well, they can... I don't know if you need a limit on just squad sizes or whatever, but I think the loan system needs revamping. I mean, yeah, check this out. Check Monaco out.
Because Chelsea have got players on loan in the Premier League who are helping them, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Monaco, you could have bought Monaco for 200 million 2 seasons ago.
And now...
This summer, they've sold, like, 200 million, not including Mbappe, and they've still got a squad. How are Monaco picking up Youri Tielemans for 25 mil?
No, it's not even 25 mil. Less than that.
Is it 25 million euros?
Well, yeah, I think it was 22 million.
How are they getting players like that? How are they getting players at that level? Because he's fucking
He's been on the radar for time. He's been, he made his debut at, 15?
16, yeah.
15, 16.
Well, he's captained by 18, I think.
Yeah, so...
He's a fucking player. How are they selling everyone every year and still maintaining, like, competitiveness? It's incredible what they're doing.
Well, PSG fell off last year, didn't they? Because they didn't really... PSG really improved. They lost Zlatan and they left Cavani up front.
Mm.
No, I don't really rate Cavani.
No.
Like that. You do?
No, not now.
You was like, I love Cavani. He scores goals. And I was like, no chance.
It's changed. Well, he isn't as good as Zlatan.
Yeah, he was never good as Zlatan. But also, he was never good enough to be that.
No, I thought he was.
Yeah. Well, should listen to me more.
Or what? What about that? So yeah, like Monaco's business model is sick. Maybe it's not the best thing if you're a fan, just watching you get rinsed every single year when all the big clubs come in and poach everyone from you.
Your league's inferior, isn't it? So
it is.
What do you expect?
I mean, yeah, if that's your business model, like, look, every year we're going to come and get rinsed by the big boys for all our players. But City have just spent, what, 200 million on mostly Monaco players.
And they still want another fullback.
Yeah. On mostly Monaco players. So why don't instead you spend a bit of money on the Monaco recruitment staff?
Like, two in it.
Well, whatever. No, there's three in there. There's Mendy, there's Silva, isn't someone else?
No, they've all this. The Mendy, Silva, Walker, and that Edison.
Right, okay. But yeah, well, Benfica's another example of that. They plan to get people in, and they're
flooding. Yeah, but they've got a mint scouting network in South America.
So,
like, why can't
City United and whoever, Real Madrid,
well, throw that scouting network out? The thing is with City, though, they've, like, bought clubs out, you know, smaller clubs, and they're using them to develop them, and they're using them for their work permits. So that is a pretty decent idea.
The Glazers stopped all that with us, you know, with Antwerp.
Yeah, because we had Lowell's.
We had Antwerp, we had one in Norway somewhere. That should probably be reintroduced and go and do that and send batches of players over, because I think Johnny Evans, Danny Higginbottom, and I can't remember who else.
Loads went to Antwerp. Loads. I mean, yeah, it's better. You probably get more rather than playing in a... I don't know. If you go abroad, you've got to look after yourself. You've got to have your mind on there thinking, right, well, in order to get back in the...
Because I always thought, like, United have got a decent relationship with Wigan in terms of loans.
Mm.
But wouldn't it be better to send 5 lads to Wigan at a time and say, look, you've got them for the whole season? Because I think they're going to improve, like, what the likes of Wigan have got.
Yeah, but then it gets a bit... Well, right. Well, you know, why is the favouritism with them to send them 5? Why can't you spread it out or whatever?
What, to send Wigan 5? Yeah, because you've got to link up with them and they've agreed that these lads are going to play, you know, on average 80% of their games in a season or something.
CBJ was agreed he's going to play.
Yeah, then the manager changed. He was like, well, that was that manager's agreement, so go fuck yourself. It's a strange thing, isn't it, you know? Jeremiah Murphy says, would you like to see a certain amount of English players in the squad, or do you not really care? I don't really care where they're from. I like it if they're local, like Mancunians and stuff. I like that. But ultimately,
I'm not really asked. I like to see the players coming through.
Oh, definitely. Someone in the comments before earlier, I saw the comment and meant, oh, there it is. There's two, actually. One, did I see the Brazilian kid, Martinelli, we got on trial? I did. I was at Lincoln yesterday and saw him. He didn't really get much of the ball, to be honest. Believe he's pretty good though. Attacking midfielder, striker. It's funny when you notice someone. I noticed there was 5 subs plus a keeper, but it was only 5 subs listed on the team sheet. Mm. And I was like,
easy.
So I was looking at the team sheet and I was going, right, that's him. Who the fuck's that? So I went and asked a couple of people, and there was a guy there doing the analysis for United. So I said, excuse me, who's that there with the white boots? And he went, looked at his team sheet, looked in his notepad, and he was like, no. I was like, all right, great. So I went down to the sideline and I asked one of the academy lads that I know, just, I'll come over here. And I said, who the fuck's that? And he goes, oh, it's Gabby Martinelli. It's Brazilian. I said, right, is he good? He goes, yeah, he's pretty good. He goes, attacking midfielder, striker. He goes, he's coming on the second half. Is that all right, sound? And then the lad that I was trying to score. I should have had another, actually, as well. So he looks okay. The other comment which ties into this is someone saying, what do I think of the United Galactico signings of 16-year-olds? Well, that might be United getting round paying fucking 161 million for him 2 years later. Like Madrid are doing with Mbappe. That Puigmal was there yesterday, but he's not had international clearance, I don't think, so he's not playing. Puigmal, Largi Ramanazi and Ethan Galbraith were all just there doing kick-ups and fucking about, like not part of the match day squad. So not seen any of them yet. There's a tournament at the Cliff on Saturday, which I'm going to go check out, which is Leicester, Forest and Tottenham, I think, and United. 40-minute matches. Quick little round-robin game, so that should be interesting to go and see. Hopefully I get to see a bit of them now, lads, there, because apparently, if you read up on that Puigmal, he's the next Spanish superstar. Like, people seeing their ass that he's come to United Royal, like. So, interested to see him, because as I was watching that game last night, we had O'Connor playing in midfield, who's a fullback, and he was just feeling like, we're not solid in midfield. Doesn't feel mint in midfield. Some decent performances elsewhere around that pitch. I think we've got a real good shout of doing bits, I think, with this under-18 side. Real good group of lads. And I think McKenna, really impressing me as a coach, keeps taking them away on mad little trips to go and play stuff, to go and do tournaments against older lads, to do the stupid adventure training type stuff. I like what he does. Most of the youth signings haven't been added to the site yet. Well, I'm sure they will eventually. We watch my youth reviews, the pretty on the ball. I usually get a starting 11. Should it be banned for a Premier League team to loan to another Premier League team? I could see an argument for that. We are buying 16-year-olds, so their quality as homegrown by 21.
Qualify.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Qualify.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's correct. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing it. Yeah. But not only that, it's also, you can essentially get them on a free or for compensation, and at that age, it's nothing.
Football, yeah.
It's literally nothing.
Compared to.
So, I mean, Fosu Mensah was a signing like that. Initially, Pogba was a signing like that, a 16-year-old from Lens, was it? Or something like that. No, I think it was Lens. Mm. Chong was a signing like that. We've had a lot of examples of that recently. We're just waiting for them to come through. Traore. Ah, yes, Traore. Haven't seen him yet. I mean, like, literally, I haven't even seen him yet, so I don't know what it looks like, but he's not been there yet. Why does McTominay get slated on Twitter? I haven't seen him get slated on Twitter. Since neither have really lived up to expectation, who's got more pressure next year, Pep or Jose? Well, Jose's won stuff.
Pep don't win this year, he's gone. He's gone if you don't win.
I would assume so.
Spent fucking 500 mil on it. 2 years
for a guy that's a coach, supposedly.
I wonder if he's probably going to play one of these full-back centre mid anyway.
Yeah,
more knowing him.
Has Phil Foden been overhyped by the checkbook fraud? No, he's a good player. He is a good player. That's it. City have got legit good players coming through, but they ain't going to come through at City. I'd love to see that Diaz go somewhere and get a loan, because he could, like, Diaz, Sancho, because he was. I was chatting to someone today who said, "Oh, Sancho's apparently been talking to Dortmund." I was like, "All right, okay."
Yeah, but that's good though, because more like Willock, he's gone to the Benfica. More kids should do that.
If Sancho went to Dortmund, he'd be a starter.
Thing is, like, if they're chasing the money, then they're gonna only get that in the UK in the Premier League, no doubt about it. But if they want to broaden, if they want to be
chasing,
like,
a career,
yeah, it's get like out there, if they want to be looking right, I want to be top player, yeah, go and put take
look in the 60s run. Like the likes of Dennis Law and all that, like, going out there and doing bits over in Italy and things like that. It doesn't happen as much anymore because the money's too much in the Prem. But yeah, like, was it Fergie or Busby said, don't chase the money, chase success.
Fergie, yeah, said that you'll always get the money at United,
yeah, chase
which
success,
which you will, your image rights, all the other stuff,
yeah,
you know,
don't chase the money, just be good, performance good, related, yeah. The cream rises to the top. There's very few players who are amazing that don't get a look in. You can fuck yourself up by not getting the opportunity and staying too long. But, yeah, don't worry about it. Right, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Anywho's, because I'm on tomorrow's transfers today for Devils in just over half an hour, so make sure you come and tune in for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'll be talking about transfers.
I'll fight him in the morning,
but... No, it's fucking 11 o'clock at night. It's killing me, man, because I can't go to the gym. I can't get up at 5:45 after doing a video at midnight.
No, I forgot.
So,
yeah, my body's in bits. I went running at lunchtime yesterday in the rain. It was all right, but my legs feel well heavy now.
Fuck running, lad. Right. Nice one. We'll see.
Yeah, get that Reddit group.
Up and running. We'll get on Reddit. There's some shit we need to get up on Reddit.
I'll create a league code.
Where's this
and
mouse
then we
gone?
Can fire it over.
Where's it gone? Right. Nice one. See you later.
Peace out, homies.